Advent is the start of Christmas. Some people have had an Advent calendar. Who's had an Advent calendar? That's right, Margot, we're needing Anthony. Go and get him. What have you got in your Advent calendar today, girls?
Toys.
How amazing. Sparkly things on your nails. Loving that. As well as calendars, we have candles. So we're going to light our first Advent calendar. Because at the very beginning, before the world, it was just darkness. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. There's a bit of a trick with these ones. You need to use those matches and that box. You need to be in the... And there was light. And God made the whole world, and it was beautiful. And he made us to be his friend and to live with him. But do you know what we did? We said, nah, 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 nah. Not bothered, God. Not bothered about you. And God knew that he had to get a rescue plan. You see the light? See the candle light? Yeah. So God knew he had to send this rescue plan. And years 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 before that first Christmas, God let everybody know about that rescue plan. With a prophet, somebody who hears from God and tells people what God wants them to know, called Isaiah. And it was the start of this exciting plan, and it was called Operation No More Tears. So let's watch.
Operation No More Tears. Do you know what your name means? Well, there was once a man called Isaiah, and his name meant God to the Rescue. Now, that might sound like a bit of a funny name to you, but it was just the right name for Isaiah because God had a special job for Isaiah. You see, Isaiah's job was to listen to God and then tell people what he heard. Now, God let Isaiah know a secret. God was going to mend his broken world. He showed Isaiah his secret rescue plan, Operation No More Tears. This is the message God gave Isaiah. It was like a letter God wrote to his children. Dear little flock, you're all wandering away from me, like sheep in an open field. You have always been running away from me, and now you're lost. You can't find your way back. But I can't stop loving you. I will come to find you, so I'm sending you a shepherd to look after you and love you, to carry you home to me. You've been stumbling around like people in a dark room, but into the darkness a bright light will shine. It will chase away all the shadows like sunshine. A little baby will be born, a royal son. His mummy will be a young girl who doesn't have a husband. His name will be Emmanuel, which means God has come to live with us. He is one of King David's children's children's children, the Prince of Peace. Yes, someone is going to come and rescue you, but he won't be who anyone expects. He will be a king, but he won't live in a palace, and he won't have lots of money. He will be poor, and he will be a servant. But this king will heal the whole world. He will be a hero. He will fight for his people and rescue them from their enemies. But he won't have big armies, and he won't fight with swords. He will make the blind see. He will make the lame leap like deer. He will make everything the way it was always meant to be. But people will hate him, and they won't listen to him. He will be like a lamb. He will suffer and die. It's the secret rescue plan we made from before the beginning of the world. It's the only way to get you back. But he won't stay dead. I will make him alive again. And one day when he comes back to rule forever, the mountains and trees will dance and sing for joy. The earth will shout out loud. His fame will fill the whole earth as the waters cover the sea. Everything sad will come untrue. Even death is going to die, and he will wipe away every tear from every eye. Yes, the rescuer will come. Look for him, watch for him, wait for him. He will come. I promise. Love, God. Poor Isaiah. He read God's letter over and over to God's people, but no one listened to him at all, ever. They didn't want to hear God's promise. They didn't believe it. Did it sound maybe too good to be true? A story that ends happily ever after? Well, it does sound like a fairy tale, doesn't it? And as anyone will quickly tell you, fairy tales aren't true. Or are they?
Ready to celebrate that first part of that rescue plan. Getting ready to celebrate Jesus' birth as a baby boy. What I want you to do now is just, whoever's sitting next to you, tell them what you're going to be doing tomorrow. Yeah? Anything? Yeah? What does tomorrow look like for you? What are you doing? Going back to school, yeah? What are you going to be doing at school? Right, enough of that. You can carry that conversation on afterwards. But all those years ago, there was a young girl called Mary. And the day before Angel Gabriel came to her, she had plans for her tomorrow, but she didn't know that everything was going to change. BC was going to become AD. Even time was going to be divided differently. BC. I'm guessing it's hard for you to remember before children. Yeah? Indy's not quite one yet, and you won't be able to remember what it was like before Indy was here. That's the difference that Jesus coming into the world made. But Isaiah didn't just tell us about Jesus' first birth, his birth coming that first time to the world, but Isaiah also told us about another time, a time that we're still waiting for, a time that might be our this time tomorrow. Do we find that exciting, or do we find that scary, that tomorrow, just as Jesus came the first time, he might come back, not as a baby, but as a king? Do we feel ready for that? Mary was ready when the angel Gabriel came to her, yet I don't think she was that, had written any books about childcare. I don't think she'd written or done anything amazing at all. But God knew she was ready. God knew her heart. God knew what was important to Mary. We're going to have another song later. When I go home today, I'm going to start getting my house ready for Christmas. And I'm going to put my decorations up, and I love doing that. I know a lady that before she does that, paper comes on all the windows, and she cleans a house before she puts one decoration up. I'm afraid I don't. I just put them up and hope that people don't see the dirt. I wonder, how do we get ready for Jesus's coming back again? Do we be a bit like me and just sort of do what we need to do and hope people don't see the dirt? Or about my friend who thoroughly cleans her house? Are our lives ready for Jesus coming back again? Or are we sweeping things under the carpet? Bits about ourselves that we don't want people to know about. But Jesus, the light of the world, will see everything. Jesus, the light of the world, came to show us the truth of who we are. Not just the bits that we like everybody to see, but the bits that we don't. Jesus, the light of the world, came to show us the way back to God. Even knowing the truth about us, God still loves us and wants us to be his friend. Jesus, the light of the world, came that we might know the life that God has planned for us. The life here, as we're about to celebrate Christmas 2019, and all the excitement, disappointment, joy, pain that might bring. But also to give us the hope of life to come when the final bit of Operation No More Tears is finished. A time when Jesus will come back, and the time when there will be no more sadness, no more pain. Jesus came, yes, as a baby, but he also came as a saviour and a rescuer for me and for you. This is the real reason for the season. This is what is worth celebrating. Not just what the adverts would have us think, but Jesus is the real thing. Amen.